They're meant to encourage us. The first one was Moses speaking to the Israelites before they went into the promised land, which was probably a much scarier thing than telling someone about Jesus. But this is what Moses said to them. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And then this is what God told Joshua, who was tasked with leading them into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. You'll see the theme that's running through these verses. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to give their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. I think I'm missing. Oh, sorry. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. This is God talking to Christians who are to be sharing the word with others and encouraging each other. He says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, you want to guess what he said? Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I think we're encouraging us as a body to come out of our shell and not be terrified about sharing Jesus with somebody. Look for little ways to talk about Jesus. Jesus needs to be a part of our conversation, our thought process. Often I'm talking to a customer, I'm saying, Lord, what do you want me to tell? What am I supposed to share someone with this person, something? And often I don't get anything, but once in a while I do. But we need to be aware that people around us need to know Jesus, or they're going to go not to heaven, but to hell. And so we encourage you to go out. God sends us out to tell others about him. So that would be our challenge, I guess, for this week. Let's close with prayer. Father, I think that what one song said, when we see a mountain, you see it moved. And so help us to have faith in you, Holy Spirit, to help us minister to others. Help us not to be fearful. Help us not to be afraid. And even if we are fearful and afraid, help us to be obedient to you. And talk to others about you in simple ways, Father, because they need to hear you. And so help us this week to do that, is what we ask in your name. Amen. Thank you for sharing. And I forgot to welcome our visitors, Heather, Danny, and Lincoln. And next Sunday, Heather's husband, Dave, will be here to bring the message. And if you've heard Dave before, you should be looking forward to that, I'm sure. He probably doesn't get a chance to do that as much now. So he'll be excited, I think, to share as well. And on that note, I have two announcements. I need someone to do worship next Sunday, if you'd be willing to do that. And I need someone to help Chuck set up, because Mike and I will not be here. Judy and I are going to be taking a much-needed vacation for a couple days. So see me afterwards if you could help with either of those. Thank you.